striking General Motors employees in Bowling Green and across the nation could be headed back to work in a few days. GM and the United Auto Workers Union have reached a tentative deal over a new contract that would end a month-long work stoppage. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Lisa Autry. Details of the new contract are under wraps, but it's likely to include pay raises and assurances that GM will build new vehicles in U.S. factories. Temporary workers also want a clear path to full-time employment. Lynn Nelson is vice president of UAW Local 2164 and works in the paint shop at the Corvette Assembly Plant in Bowling Green. He says workers he's spoken to on the picket lines are cautiously optimistic.
We didn't fully expect it to go this far. We were hopeful that it would be a short strike like ones in the past. However, we were ready to take it as long as we had to. But I think everybody's ready to get back to work now and go back to the business of making cars.
Union leaders from all nine states where GM has manufacturing operations must first vote on the proposed agreement. After that, the new four-year contract has to be finalized by rank-and-file union members, which could take up to 2 weeks. Local union leaders will decide whether workers will remain on picket lines or return to work during the voting process. In Bowling Green, I'm Lisa Autry.